Bolstering the Village Public Safety Officer Program has been one of the cornerstones of Governor Sean Parnell's effort to make communities safer. Last year, the state funded 15 new positions statewide. Now Parnell's asking for another 15, and the Alaska legislature is on board again. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
Contained in the Senate's operating budget, which passed earlier this week, is about $1.5 million to recruit, train, and hire additional VPSOs. The House budget also contains the 15 positions, so funding is all but assured once the budget hits the governor's desk. Joe Masters, the Commissioner of Public Safety, says that VPSOs are crucial to public safety in rural Alaska, and he points to statistics, which he says proves that point.
In communities that had VPSOs, not troopers, but VPSOs, the incidence for serious injury due to assault was reduced by 30%. The same study also showed that the likelihood for prosecution for sexual-related offenses and sexual assaults increased by 3.5 times.
Alaska State Troopers are stationed in select villages and often must travel sometimes hundreds of miles to respond to a call. But VPSOs live in the community they're tasked with serving. But Master says the majority of Alaskan villages are still without an enforcement presence.
As it stands today, there are about 90 communities that have absolutely no law enforcement whatsoever in those communities.
If the legislation clears the governor's desk, it would bring the total number of VPSOs from about 50 up to 86 in the last 2 years. Master says he plans to place them in villages with no VPSOs.
Certainly one of the main focuses are those 90. And then some other focuses will be some of the larger communities that have one VPSO where we'd like to add a second.
The state is also trying to retain the officers they have. In the past, the retention rate for VPSOs has been abysmal. Starting pay has now jumped $4 an hour, plus extra pay for parole and probation work.
Which is great, but that was only one part of it. The next part of it was giving longevity increases and performance increases throughout the year. So as a VPSO remained on the job and became more valuable, he also received more pay.
Master says since those changes have been implemented, the retention rate has about doubled. In the YK Delta region, Alaska State Troopers have also dedicated a trooper to work exclusively with village officers to coordinate between law enforcement agencies. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.